So I'm trying this out again and seeing what happens, starting over from scratch or whatever. But welcome back for those of you who have been here before. It's going to be a little bit of a different look at things or a restretch at things and what will probably eventually end up called the reboot podcast. And I'll probably restart numbering, but remember the old numbering just to hold on to it at the end or keep things going or whatever. But here's the scoop. I have completely out and overstretched everything. Gone way too far on myself, time frame, and etc. And was doing too much, but it's funny, now that I get towards the end of reading a few things, and I'm back into only the Silver Age stuff, my dog is staring at me like I'm the worst human being on the planet. You stole my carrots, Wynn! I feel like I'm back to getting managed and taking care of stuff, so I'm going back and seeing if I can start over with all of this. And the weirdest thing is, so much of what I'm reading right now has or had done this in one sense or way, and at the same time, I've got all of this things that I'm reading that are really reflecting this in a lot of different ways. Those of you who've been here before probably remember my baby girl coming along with me and reading a lot of these, and she is 13. So she is way into about 1,000 different things at the same time. And school's got to be important for her, and, you know, she's going through all of that stuff, you know, trying to get those things taken care of. But she's gotten way into Doctor Who for a while. And I think it's pretty funny to see her obsessing, isn't the right way to put it, but she's really getting into that, and that's great. But that is something that's completely not me. I don't care about Doctor Who at all. And, you know, good job, whatever with that. But she's keeping herself occupied and busy with those kinds of things, and that's great. But she's not doing as much of this, excuse me, or the reading stuff, or the comic book stuff right now. In fact, there was a point, I don't know, 4 or 6 months ago or something, and I said to her, Mads, you really got to start reading this stuff. I'm reading the Renegade stuff, and it's great. She said, oh my gosh, okay. And then she read like 2 days or 3 days, and then just put it on the side again. So, sort of stopped or slowed down. And that's fine. You know, I'm certainly not expecting a 13-year-old kid to have the commitment of a grown-up type person or whatever. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm looking for a new buddy or a temporary friend or someone else to talk with me about this level. If you want to jump in, send me a message, send me a tweet, whatever. We can Skype back and forth or talk through these things. I'm open to just about anything. Just talking about the new Valiant stuff would be fine. Or if you just want me to pander around and talk to myself or whatever, I can do that as well. I'm very, very simple in a lot of my pursuits. So I guess what I want to talk about today is the whole reboot concept. And it's weird because looking at VEI's latest or as of late changes and seeing their, I would say, real success with a lot of things, but at the same time, even some internal reboots or going through really changing a lot of what they've done, it's been interesting to see the retread reboots and responses to those and even internal changes. And let me go back to one that I'm currently reading in my little blog, and if you haven't taken a look or kept up or whatever, I do blog about two other things at the same time. The one I started with a long, long time ago, probably 2011, is it June of 2011? Yeah, June of 2011, was I was reading a parallel of the original Valiant VH1 Universe Magnus Solar Jim Shooter stuff back in the early 90s, and at the same time, parallel reading early Silver Age Marvel stuff. And trying to read back and forth. I'd gotten those things, and I'd been reading them, and a lot of it was, I would say, pretty good, but more than a lot of it was garbage. I don't know if you've ever actually tried to read through any of the early Hulk mags, or for the most part, a lot of Fantastic Four, or X-Men for that matter, or Avengers. It's painful. A lot of it's really garbagey. And I was reading parallel to the original Magnus and Solar, which are, at least in my mind, some of the purest, most wonderful stories of this era, things that caused a lot of these people to fall in love with them and really go that new direction. Well, I read for a couple of years, and around that time, you know, I started to do rumblings, and then the rumblings became more of a serious thing, and then the serious thing became more of a real talk, and then it became a reality the following May, where it was relaunched completely in the VEI, which is probably what led you to this podcast in the first place. And I read those against, oddly enough, the New Universe, as something I'd seen and laughed at, really, when I was a kid. But reading those back and forth was pretty interesting. Of course, the new VEI stuff's great, and the new Universe stuff was junky. But let me talk about the first, I guess, retread or rebirth or reboot or whatever you want to call it. And that was my experience through the X-Men, because the X-Men were junk, and it's something I've actually just read in the last couple of weeks. Let me find out the date. It was, in December, I believe. I read through it, and just before Christmas, or actually I ended up reading them after Christmas, where Neil Adams launched in and took over the X-Men comic, and X-Men was the lowest selling comic when Neil started. He originally, again, this is news, not news to you if you've been reading it, Neil was writing doing DC Comics at the time, and under pseudonyms, which was pretty common for a lot of DC stuff, and jumped over, and they actually introduced him, I think, in the comic as, you know, introducing Neil Adams, and he'd been doing work for a while, and made X-Men something great, and he stuck with the book for under a year, I think 9 or 10 issues, but wrote some of the most iconic stuff of that era, and made X-Men something really brilliant. And if you read those in order, if you have access to them or can find that DVD or even, heck, join that Marvel stuff, I recommend it. Boy, is that some great stuff. Or even get your hands on Giant Size 2, which details that story of the relaunch through Adams. It's brilliant. And that, you know, retread of the entire line, great idea. Well, I'm also reading parallel to this, on the other side of the coin, The Death of Acclaim, and I'm running into that right now. I'm running to the last month of the stuff right now. I finished up for this week. So if you look at the last month of the first Acclaim run, or I guess the VH2 run of Acclaim, and I don't know the origins of those numbers, and if you ask me, I'm going to put my hands up in the sky and say, I don't know where it came from. But even in that Acclaim stuff, some of that's pretty brilliant. Quantum and Woody in particular, everyone looks back at it and says, well, that's great stuff. But I've read through it, and the Bloodshot stuff is very good. Very, very consistent throughout. And the end of the Shadow Man stuff is also very excellent, but it hit that point where the sales were flatlining, to say their best, and they canceled some very good stuff. Bloodshot was one of the ones in line for cancellation, as was Trinity Angels, which for the most part is dreck, but sadly was not nearly as painful as some of the stuff in here. Magnus Robot Fighter, I thought, was just garbage. Just garbage. Almost through the entirety of the read. And not that Trinity Angels was good. It was sophomoric. It was salacious. degrading even, and I can't imagine any kind of person picking this up in the store. But, and I have to admit, and I wrote about this, some of it was kind of funny. Some of the jokes were pretty good, and the sophomoric stuff was a little too over the top. But weird things in the run, like the early sections of Turok were things I thought would be garbage and were actually kind of okay, and then turned into pain at the end, like it ripped from what was in the Acclaim Adventure Zone, which was terribly painful. And Shadow Man started off really bad under iconic artists at the time, and then went through again another kind of reboot toward the end of its run, issues 16, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, which are brilliant. Very, very entertaining. And feel like the last Shadow Man run without being that exactly. To forgettable books like Eternal Warriors and Ninjak being a complete reinvention, and I don't know who it was designed for, but just didn't work, to something like Solar, which was, and I'm surprised isn't discussed more as some of the high points in this run. I mean, the Priest run was very good, but better than that are the one-shots before that miniseries. So you've got a lot of very good stuff in here, and even the few attempts at success or the different directions, Concrete Jungle, for example, which was Priest's writing of a sort of connected story, if you will, to Quantum and Woody, more serious side of it, which might have been good. There's just so little in it. Just the one preview and the one issue came out, and I love the discussion on his website where he's talking about how if you paid for it, you were taken advantage of because Acclaim just sent them out for free. So your comic book store, you know, took your money, stole your money from you. But again, the Acclaim reboot of the entire universe, or even the reboot of the reboot following that, trying to capitalize on things like the rewrite of Rai through Neo, and the rewrite of Shadow Man from the start, or the continuation of Quantum and Woody, which was such a crazy cool idea, to pick up as if it never gone away, and then rewrite the gap in following. Brilliant. But, you know, something that really made me crazy angry was the Deadside 3-issue series of 4. There's one left out there. You can't put that one out. Or heck, at least digitally. Hello, somebody's got to have that somewhere. Or the other side of this, the Quantum and Woody, you know, interim issues that in theory may have been finished at some time or another, or the Unity 2000 project that still sits waiting somewhere. I mean, I guess we can be thankful that the Our Marines thing was finished, or the, you know, 12 people who have a copy of it can actually read that. But reboots are nothing new, and not even not new to the comic book industry. And my kids talk about this all the time. When, you know, they want to get a new doctor, they just kill the last one and start him over from scratch, regenerate him. Bewitched, kicking out the old Darren and starting anew, and the Roseanne even making fun of that. Cool ideas, just a different path you're walking or going through that reboot. And that's what I'm going to try to do here is look at that again. The most iconic reboot, of course, of recent history is the DC New 52, but they're not new to that either. Crisis on Infinite Earths go back a little while, and certainly this is, again, not new. The X-Men did it at that time with Neil Adams, relaunch, or I wouldn't call that necessarily a reboot, but a retread of it, and then Giant Size 1 I would absolutely call a reboot. Not necessarily of the universe, but certainly of that entire team. Kick out everyone and start over new, even though what they'd done at the end of that run was fantastic, and even those reprints were selling, which caused people to come back into that X-Men universe and give Claremont that really cool opportunity. But reboots seem to be the way we're doing things now. And, you know, of course, the other holofoil-covered, mass-reproduced junk things or sending people through stuff. So I guess I just want to give you a little background on the reboot, talk about that, and then replan myself or sort of try to decide where in the universe is this sucker going to go. And even in currently what's happening in VEI, we're seeing a couple of those little reboots coming to fruition. Something like Shadow Man, which certainly on the boards gets plenty of stuff heaped on it, or thrown in its face, or junked down the toilet. And I don't necessarily think it's a bad comic, but just didn't quite catch it. Is getting that reboot treatment in the current run. The abandoning of the start and retread of what Jack is, or what Jack has become, and it's a pretty good story so far. I wouldn't put it on par with the Shadow Man Zero or the Shadow Man 10, which in my mind are some of the highest points of this new universe. But well, something like Quantum and Woody, for example, first four-issue run, very, very good. I wouldn't put it on par with the initial Quantum Woody, but this 5, 6, 7 have been ho-hum in comparison. Just dull, dingy, working too hard, maybe. And something like Unity, again, you know, you're seeing this reset on a lot of the comic. And it's interesting to see this. And let me talk a little bit about the other one I'm reading in comparison, the New Universe reboot, and do a little comparison there. What a great idea. And, well, other negative stuff I have notes to talk about here. It doesn't really reflect great idea, but well, let's talk that first. When you hear people talking about shedding or cutting away the fat or trimming down, I think that's your sign as an investor or as a follower to prepare for the ship to go down. It's your sign that this is going to end before too long. Just the Justice, DP7, and Star Rand on a bi-monthly, along with Cyforce continuing while the other four that were pretty bad are being put in the ground. That's your sign that things are going awry. Or the Dark Horse line, where it's been, you know, 11 months since the last issue, and you're still waiting on another one to come out, that's your sign for maybe time to shut down on this. but even that is now being rebuilt, reimagined, rewritten, redone, yet again, through Dynamite. And I'm curious to see what happens. I know there's a lot of negative feelings toward the Dynamite Company and who those people are, and being a little bit dark in the business dealings, but I'll read it. I'm trimming away my own little investment, I guess, in the VEI universe now that officially I'm able to tell myself, hey, you're not going to get all this stuff with the sketch variant, whatever's coming out. But I don't know, it's good to see at least some life or some livelihood in this. I don't know. I'll watch what happens. But back to the New Universe reboot. What a great idea to have something that happens in this universe, the pit, and make this or bill it as something really darker. I think the marketing behind the initial New Universe launch was so bad. So painfully bad. I can remember seeing the pictures for that purple I'm sorry. There are motorcycles out today, and my dog is like a crazed lunatic. And thinking, wow, that'll be a tremendous failure. And coming back around to see the marketing for Pitt later on and thinking, oh, that's not a bad idea. I like what they've done there. That's a good way to put things. And having that new relaunch, or seeing that new relaunch through, it's been a pretty good writing. This drastic event that continues through the DP7 book up through where I am right now, seeing that and not changing the characters necessarily, but changing the environment around them and watching them respond to that change, it's been a pretty darn good read. I'm still not a fan of Psi-Force, but even within that universe, something like Justice, where I'm reading it initially and almost every issue going, what in the world is going on? This alternate parallel universe bouncing back and forth, and, you know, reading this and thinking, whoever wrote this was on something, but the ability to whitewash that history by bringing in a couple of little things. Oh, look, it wasn't really that. Or, oh, haha, got it. Or, whoa, you didn't notice this, did you? And pulling back the veil on that and rebooting the direction of that comic gave it a chance to be successful. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, on your perspective, whatever way you put it, it wasn't successful, but it's still something that's even continued into recent years, seeing the rewrites all the way through Exiles and up through modern era, even with current Avengers bringing in a lot of those characters again, Nightmask, and who else was brought in there? I forget in the new Avengers. I've got that list, but again, it's at my giant reading pile that I've sort of had to trim back a little bit and find that focal part. Like, hey, you want to stay employed here. You want to keep doing your job. Want to help out kids and all that stuff. So it's been a good read. I've had a pretty good time. But going forward, I want to make sure I'm a little more focused. Meaning, if you've been reading up to this point or listening up to this point, I will probably not be putting on the podcast anything to do with the old Silver Age comics from Marvel. If you want to read my blog on that, please read it. That's a fun way to go. Or if you want to take a look at any of the old Valiant Acclaim stuff that I've been writing on, that's there too. I'm going to try to keep this pretty focused on the way the new Valiant is going, but also incorporate a little bit of the new universe, and that's down to 3.5 titles, one bi-monthly, and I'm into the end of that. You know, I think I'm on, what, issue 19 or something? 18? Oh, no, 20. I'm on the 20 now, and they only go for another year, so by the time next January rolls around, this will all be in the past. I'll be able to talk about the end of the war, and I might even do a couple of special or something if I really feel up to do it, just to discuss one or two issues, but most of this is going to be historical before too long. But even that, I might do a quick comparison, and certainly it's not something you can have to, or going to have to read through necessarily, but finding your fingertips on one of the new VEI comics, always a good idea, of course, and try to follow along with this. So I guess what I'm looking for is somebody wants to pop in, read up to current, and I'll probably do one of these a month. The bi-weekly was just way too crazy, and it seems like a lot of the thrust of the new stuff is coming out toward the early part of the month or middle, so more than likely I'll pick up all of those in a chunk and then read through those and or the end of the month, maybe at the crossover or beginning of a new month. I'll just do a discussion of all of the month comics and maybe do a read-through or a read-in on some of the stuff, but give me an idea of where to go from here, or maybe quick discussions of a concluding storyline or what's upcoming, or things I'm happy or ticked off about. And maybe I'll try to come up with something or two. But I guess my call at the end of this thing is, hey, if you're interested in popping in or something, send me a message or tweet to me on whatever. I think I have, 14 Twitter handles now. So even if you're not knowing what you're doing, or even if you're Canadian, or even if you're Dunlow, and you're interested in popping on here, hey, send me a message. I'll be thrilled to talk with you or put something out here. But for now, expect this kind of reboot, hopefully at the end of January, to get this out there. But thanks for listening, and have yourself a fantabulous day.